You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
It might be hard for some people of a certain age to believe or admit, but the 1990s happened some time ago. To be exact, 1990 was 26 years ago. But doesn't it feel like yesterday?
No, I don't think so.
That's Coven Smith. He's the director of digital adaptation at the Blanton Museum of Art, and he helped put together the 90s exhibit. It's called Come As You Are. And while the main focus is art, there's a special project that coincides with the exhibit.
We're doing a mixtape project, which is associated with Come As You Are. The idea behind it was, while you're viewing the art of the 90s, you can listen to the music of the 90s on the technology of the 90s.
What technology? Two plastic bins filled with old-school Sony Walkman, and one tall tower jam-packed with Casio tapes. And the music that's on those tapes? Well, that's up to you.
The idea was, let's have visitors send us their own mixtapes, and we'll turn those into mixtapes. So we're actually, you're in my office right now, and you can see I've got two tape decks going.
This particular tape was created by the folks over at Breakaway Records, a vinyl store in Austin, but submissions came from everywhere. There are makeout tapes, one titled Mo Better Blues, which featured a picture of Arsenio Hall, and there was even one from this voice, familiar to Austinites.
My name is Susan Castle. I'm a DJ at KUTX, and I have been a DJ in Austin since 1990.
I caught up with Castle one day during her DJ shift. She said, when it came to putting together her own definitive 90s playlist, she just followed her heart.
Well, I was the queen of making mixtapes back even in the 80s. And what I just sort of did, not even knowing I was doing it, was just picking my favorite songs. And songs that, you know, stirred my emotions. So I basically picked my favorite songs.
Those songs have become part of the soundscape at the Blanton.
It was great, man. It gave like a rhythm to the whole experience, and it was electronic music is the tape I picked. They've got a bunch here that you can choose from, but I highly recommend this one.
That's Jesse McCrum. He's a local graphic artist who stopped by the exhibit, and he wasn't alone in his enthusiasm. Just ask Susan Fusness.
It was super awesome. In fact, I want to go look at what the songs were because I could remember them and sing along with them, but I couldn't remember who they were.
That familiarity, being able to remember the songs but not the artists, well, Veronica Roberts, the curator of modern and contemporary art at the Blanton, says that's sort of why now is the time for Come As You Are.
I think it's actually a perfect moment for us to really think about this decade between the fall of the Berlin Wall and 9/11. It has such a profound impact on what we're seeing now. And I think it is a long enough time ago that we can look at it with some distance and clarity in a way that you can't when it's, you know, yesterday.
Come As You Are is open through May 15th. You can find information on making your own mixtape before you visit on the Blanton's website. Come as you are, as you were. I'm Hadi Mawagdi for the Texas Standard.